audio. Feel free to start recording now. I'd like that, computer. Mm-hmm. Compute something for me. Compute for me immediately. Alright, audio decibels are in the game. Oh, I see the problem. What's going into there is feeding back into here. Yeah, so that option actually won't work at all. Music was on top of the voice. There we go. Right? First 60 seconds. Always shenanified. Yo. Right? Yeah, it's like our microphone isn't loud enough.
Ah! What is happening with this?
The chair.
Whatever. Alright.
The chair is whatever.
It's whatevering me.
Yeah, I'll give you more time to get in the game. Alright. Yeah, come around my way. Yeah, come around my way. Pray with me through my day. Come around my way.
Fucking white boy. Yeah, we sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. It's alright though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad, his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want it.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They on this couch you sitting on, them shoes you got on your feet, this building, this school, this country, you. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Disco, head feeling mellow from a bottle of Cisco. Move to crush your fire, sucker MC like Crisco. Give me the cue. Check 1, 2. Don't try to come off for me because you doo doo. You're treating me the Z to the D like a stepchild. Let me tell you, homeboy, you're living foul. MCs, you know who you are. On a bandwagon, YZ, cause you a star. This is a year when the joke is wild. When the fact you hack it, we try to fight to stop.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
If it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm,
when we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me. This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
They on this couch you sitting on?
This show,
them shoes you got on your feet,
is brought to you.
This building,
by the fuck,
this school, this country, you,
that Father Teresa does not give.
Alright. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, winecellarmedia.com, the greatest black atheist, Feeny Loco, the uppity negress, on the Twitters, at uppity negress, two P's, two T's, two S's, uppity negress. Alright, you want to follow who Chino XL follows? Follow uppity negress. You want to follow who Talib Kweli follows? Follow uppity negress. You want to follow who Margaret Cho follows? Follow uppity negress. Who else?
That one guy who's... Actually, a couple people who are running for office.
That one guy.
I did forget his name because he's not running in our state. Like, how come I can't get people in our state to follow me?
Oh, he's not even important enough. He isn't even worthy of your radar.
Stop.
Alright.
David Hildebrand.
You want to follow who David Hildebrand follows?
He's
uppity negress.
He's running against Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, that's that pro-NSA motherfucker. Until she found out that people of Congress were being watched too. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I don't really know. And shut the fuck up, Mega. Alright. That's how she talks. All the time.
Probably not, I mean.
Yes, she does.
Probably not.
Everybody knows it's true.
No.
Jeez.
Oh, and ConvergeCon follows me.
ConvergeCon?
Yeah.
All right, everybody watch out for ConvergeCon. You want to follow who ConvergeCon follows? Uppity negress. But that's a fact-based fact.
That is a fact-based fact.
All right. Now, there's a lot of shit. There's no way. It's not possible to get to all the shit. Like, really, I don't even want to do show prep tomorrow. I just want to keep doing, just roll on with what the fuck is there for today. Like, I have, Jesus Christ. So let's take a little glancy through it, all the shit I can't get to. Melania Trump quotes that I was reading. There isn't even a story. I just want to read her quotes because, I mean, Jesus Christ. Maybe her and Trump actually do like each other. They articulate at the same level, right? Like, they'd be out at dates like, these cookies are good. These are great cookies. Cookies are fantastic. I like cookies. I'm telling you.
I still think she just thinks she's too pretty for him. I think, like, that's the whole situation.
Well, and you know,
I mean, they're both morally bankrupt. They're both assholes. They're not articulate.
I can't front. When she's speaking English, it is one of, like, six fucking languages.
Allegedly.
Oh, it's allegified.
Well, because she's Eastern European, and people from that vicinity of the world will do that. They're like, I speak six languages because I speak, like, Ukrainian and Russian. I'm like, those are so close to the same language.
Oh.
It's like...
Okay.
Like, that's like Spanish and Portuguese. Like, you may not fully speak Portuguese, but if you're fluent in Spanish, you can probably understand a fair amount of Portuguese because they're just... so closely related as they developed, and that's how a lot of Eastern European languages are. So yeah, she's probably like, I speak Croatian and Serbian.
Okay,
Melania.
And then we have Brian Fisher. I'm not skipping that. Gonna get to the Brian Fisher. And then we're also gonna learn a little something or other about Skippy Flippy Jibby Doo. Why do these things reload like this?
Because they hate you.
All right, now, we're going to find out about the underrepresented ex-gays.
Yes.
In TV and film, all right?
It's a liberal conspiracy.
Big issues, motherfuckers, big issues. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's a liberal conspiracy, man. Everybody knows that.
Liberal Achi.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. Checking my decibels.
Oh, and I found somebody on Twitter who's being hilarious on my Twitter wall. I think I might make fun of them tomorrow. Because they don't understand how poverty works and it amuses me.
But there's somebody and I might make fun of them tomorrow?
Yeah.
Those are the sentences. Like, we're fu- What the fuck was that? Alright, you look at some of those headlines, and I go see what the fuck that
all
was.
Alright, do you have headlines queued up, or do you just want me to read them straight out of the thread?
Oh yeah, bust them off the thread, wherever you got them.
Alright, what we have, if I could find the right group, I'm in too many groups, and it's funny, because they're all related to the podcast, at that. ICE, you know, the the fantastic immigration people accidentally doxed their snitches. Snitches get stitches. Load for me. Or don't load for me. ICE accidentally doxed Stitches, and people, quote, are not too happy about it. Hundreds of call logs are now available for download on the ICE website, which is a federal website, and much of the personal information has now been redacted. However, there were spreadsheets that detailed calls to the Trump administration's Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, the voice hotline. So basically, if you snitched on your neighbors can look that up and fucking find you. Don't snitch on your neighbors. And then we have an actor who played a character named Noah Puckerman on the Glee show. I never watched Glee. That wasn't my thing. Has been found with several thousand images of child porn and has pled guilty. Okay. We also have California becoming a sanctuary state after Governor Brown signs landmark legislation. Vegan bloggers have appropriated Hotep culture by saying that they can stop menstrual flow with a vegan diet. McDonald's Happy Meals came with a side of cocaine. That was a fun story.
We gotta get to that vegan diet menstrual thing.
Oh, we're actually gonna do that.
I'm gonna figure out the fuck, because that's some Becky shit, right?
Yeah, it's Becky.
That makes it even more interesting. Yeah. And the Michigan rapist gets joint custody. That was a requested one.
Yeah.
And the Detroit News totally fucks. That's the story behind the story, is how the Detroit News outlet covered it.
And then Miami Dolphins assistant coach resigns after video surfaces of him snorting white powder. Yeah. It's good times, right? There's a lot going on. I don't know. We might, if we have time, we might do the ICE one, because that's just fucking funny to me. Oh, you were out of the room. ICE accidentally doxed their snitches. If we have time, we might do that one as well.
And then Cougar logo said malnutrition does stop periods.
Yes. They're healthy, Cougar.
That's right, because it's usually not at the end of the sentence. So, yeah, it does stop a period.
It does stop a period. And is her name Jamel? Is that how you say it?
Man, I just watch the sports. I don't watch the people talk about the sports. They literally have people talking about the sports during the game. Why do I need to watch people talk about the sports when there's no sports happening so I can compare suit jackets? Fuck no.
Jamel Hill, I think that's how she pronounces her name. She was the one a couple weeks ago who said Trump was a white supremacist. She has now been suspended for ESPN because she said people should boycott the Cowboys because their owner said he would suspend any player who takes a knee. And last headline, California decriminalizes HIV transmission. Yeah. Yeah. It used to be a felony if you...
Knowingly
put someone in contact or potential cause of getting HIV, and you did it, that was a felony. That is now a misdemeanor. And officials are saying that that will help decrease the amount of people, new outbreaks cases, because people can get tested and it will be destigmatized. We'll see what happens.
What the hell else? A wee bit more, right? A student told their professor about slavery, and the professor attacked him physically. Fun.
Oh, that's like an ongoing one, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's an ongoing one, because I think originally she told her professor, and then they like literally had a Twitter beef over it. And then the professor got fired because of her Twitter. And then the professor went and found her in public and tried to fuck her up.
Oh, nigga said I was on sight, nigga.
Yeah, like there's a lot going. Like this is like a ongoing situation.
Oh man, niggas have beef.
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
Oh man, that's outstanding.
Yes,
I like stuff and things.
Yes.
What the hell? The person that organized the event that you were at, they're looking for Black trans women to comment on a documentary.
So there's a Black trans sex worker who, I guess, compiled a bunch of things from other Black trans sex workers, in particular Marsha Johnson, and put it all together, and basically a white dude found her stuff on social media, stole it all, and is now getting paid like $100 million fucking dollars to make it into a movie. Yeah, so they would like to get input from black trans sex workers about it.
And Becky Fashion Matters, you're gonna find out new things that you can do with fake eyelashes, I guess that's what you just call it.
I don't know what the fuck those even are. I don't even know if those are fake eyelashes.
I don't know, eye weave, I guess.
That's disgusting.
What?
That's disgusting.
We're gonna show you some Becky Fashion.
Also, a trans sex worker was murdered in the Netherlands, and when I can find updates, I will do so.
Fuck. Hold up. You see that?
What, the decibels?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
That shit was way on top of us. That's not gonna look good in the archive.
Oh.
Yeah. Alright, I took it down. Okay. Yeah, that shit was way on top of us. Why the fuck are we so low? Like, I keep turning our microphone up and up and
up. It doesn't look like it's that low, though.
Damn, but... I'm, like, leaning right up against it. Yo. All right. Maybe I'm just not talking loud enough. All right, so really project. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, that beat was way on top of us. But that's why you check your decibels. All right?
Yes.
You're damn right. You're colored.
Check your decibels.
You are black. And there's Zakiya Loco, Kuja Loco's there. Who else did I see? I saw somebody else and I lost them. Alright. But get ma'am,
yes.
Get your stories up.
My stories are up.
She just be on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, because I've been tweeting about the podcast, man.
Oh, just tweeting about the podcast,
yes.
Man. She was not she was playing what was it called? Candy Crush?
I do not play Candy Crush.
She was playing the Candy Crush.
You wanna do this one first? Like, this is the fucked up one, but
This is the one with the how the Detroit News covered it?
Yes.
All right, yeah, let's see how Detroit News covered the story about the man that, raped a 12-year-old girl and got joint custody.
Yes. And I was looking for it on our website, too. I will continue looking. I couldn't find it. We've covered stories like this before because there was a big thing a few months ago, I believe, in it was either Connecticut or New Hampshire. They tried to pass a bill saying that... rapists weren't allowed to have custody and they couldn't get it to pass, and it was like a big thing. So this has been an ongoing thing that we've talked about. It happens in a bunch of states, and apparently Detroit News doesn't have real reporters on their staff because they don't know that. So this is how they framed it. A Sanilac County circuit judge has granted parenting time and joint legal custody of an 8-year-old boy to a convicted sex offender who allegedly raped the child's mother 9 years ago. Alright, I went back and looked at the case. This is not an alleged rape. It was an actual rape. He was actually convicted. So, strike one. It's not alleged. It happened. Christopher Marisolo, age 27, of Brown City, was awarded joint legal custody by Judge Gregory S. Ross after DNA testing established paternity of the child, according to the victim's attorney, Rebecca Kiesling. The victim is currently seeking protection under the Federal Rape Survivor Child Custody Act. So she's not being named, but again, the reason that she's allowed to use that act to shield her name is because he was convicted. Like, again, it's not alleged. The case was initially reported on the Steve Gruber Show, a Lansing-based program, is believed to be the first of its kind in Michigan and possibly the nation. Did I not just say that we covered a story months ago about somebody else who had to share custody with their rapist? So no, this is not a new thing. It might be the first time it's happened in Michigan. It's definitely not the first time that this has happened at all. And I'm a little bit irritated that people aren't, you know, framing it like that. Because we talked about this, it was actually several months ago, November last year. So like a year ago. Because we covered a case of, does it say her name?
Or his name.
Or his name.
Yeah, we really just need the name of the dangerous one.
Yeah, we do. Or just freeze up on me, too. Like, that's totally fine.
And I think bouncing back, Kuja Loco left another comment, said, how are they healthy without vitamin meat? fake news.
Fake news. You know what? Actually, this one doesn't have the rapist name. It just has the survivor's name. Shauna Pruitt was 21 when she was raped and now has to share joint custody with the rapist who was convicted. And now he's out of prison and she has to text him for permission to do things like go on vacation with her son.
I remember saying that name.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because we covered this story.
So, see? Damn, protect the rapist, huh?
Yeah, protect the rapist. Again, and like, I know we say this a lot, but seriously, get your independent media together. Check out your independent media, because people are just now hearing about this for the first time. We literally talked about this shit a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not to say, like, I mean, well, we are kind of amazing, but we take it seriously. Independent outlets take this sort of thing seriously. Follow independent media, and you will learn so much more about actual news.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, and they don't cover these fucking stories. I mean, maybe, like sort of like a second wavy RadFem program would probably cover that story. But those other programs mostly do, like, discussions.
Yeah.
And, like, news and comment programs are usually just straight politics.
A lot
of them. Or popular culture. And or popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
But not, like, news stories like, this is the society you live in. These are your fellow human beings. Mm-hmm. It's fucked.
Yes. And, all right, so this is legal in 7 states, and there's, I think, like, 23 states where being a rapist and, you know, raping someone and then there's a child conceived is not automatic grounds for termination of parental rights. The rape victim still has to go to court and have those rights terminated. So, something to keep in mind. So the way they're framing this is just inaccurate as shit. According to the lawyer, Kiesling, she says this is insane. Yes, casual ableism. Nothing has been right about this case since it was originally investigated. He was never properly charged and should still be sitting behind bars somewhere. But the system is victimizing my client, who was a child when this happened. Ross, who was the judge, disclosed the rape victim's address to the rapist, Mira Solo, and ordered his name be added to the child's birth certificate, all without the victim's consent or notification of a hearing. Could you imagine that? You just wake up one day and they're like, oh, by the way, the guy who raped you has your address and he's on your child's birth certificate.
And the irony, without the victim's consent, which is how the victim became a victim.
Yep. An assistant prosecutor, Eric Scott, told me that the victim had granted her consent, which is a lie. She had never been asked to do this and certainly never signed anything to approve it, according to the victim's lawyer. The judge could not be reached. The prosecutor isn't returning phone calls. Shocked. Kiesling said her client was notified she was not allowed to move more than 100 miles from where she had been living when the case was filed, also without court consent. So the prosecutor told her she had to come home immediately or she would be held in contempt of court. Oh, because she had tried to move, I guess. This instruction, along with other matters ordered by the court, will be taken up at the hearing later this month. According to Kiesling, Mira Solo forcibly raped and threatened to kill her client, who is now 21, 9 years ago, when she was just 12 years old. Mira Solo was 18 when the incident occurred in September of 2008. The victim, her 13-year-old sister, and a friend snuck out of their house to meet up with a boy and the boy's older friend, who is Mira Solo, the rapist. He showed up asking if they wanted to go for a ride. They thought they were going to go to McDonald's. Instead, he threw their cell phones away, drove them to Detroit, where he stole gas from a gas station, and then kept them captive for 2 days in an abandoned house. He finally released the oldest sister and threatened to kill them if they told anyone what happened. Mira Solo was arrested a month later, and by then her client was already pregnant. With the assault potentially carrying a penalty of life or any term not less than 25, he was given a plea deal by the prosecutor's office for third-degree criminal sexual conduct. All right, peep that. He should have gotten a minimum 25-year sentence and instead got a third-degree criminal sexual conduct and was sentenced to 1 year in county jail, but only served 6 months and then qualified for early release.
It always comes down to the 6 months.
6 months!
What is that? There is something going on there. Like, somebody like 100 years ago threw the number 6 in there. It's always 6 fucking months.
6 fucking months.
Remember Brock Turner?
Yeah,
six months. 6 fucking months.
Yeah.
With these fucking guys.
The client and her family was told that first-time offenders weren't sent to prison because they come out worse after they go there. He kidnapped and raped a 12-year-old child for an entire weekend in an abandoned house. But he was going to come out of prison worse than he went in.
Yeah, and wait, and after 25 years?
Yeah.
Like, he's probably gonna die in there anyway.
Probably.
Oh, man.
And then, so that happened in 2008, right? And then he was convicted, sentenced, did his 6 months, and got out in 2009.
Yeah.
In 2010.
Raped again?
He committed sexual assault on another victim between the ages of 13 and 15. And he served 4 years for the second offense. Not the 25. Again, not the 25. Got 4 years again.
Gotta get those crack dealers, man.
The crack dealers? Shit, we gotta get the fucking potheads. Are you kidding me?
The fucking reefer tokers. Jaywalkers.
Jaywalkers.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Guys breaking up fights.
Oh, murder them. Choke them out.
Choke them out. Barbara Yaki, Mirasolo's attorney, said it's unclear what her client's future involvement, if any, will be with the child, and she has declined to discuss any of his past criminal cases. You don't have to fucking discuss them. We already know what happened. Chris was notified of the paternity matter, and an order of filiation was issued last month by the court, saying he had joint legal custody and reasonable visitation privileges. What are reasonable visitation privileges to somebody who has a history of raping children?
I guarantee you what they mean by reasonable is that she needs to be open-minded and flexible for his schedule.
She does.
And Michael Wright posted up in the joint. Hey. He said, happy fuck Columbus Day to my favorite Negro couple. Okay. Right? And we're not going to be covering Columbus because, like, it became a thing with podcasting. Anything even slightly considered left has covered that. What is the words they're looking for? Ad nauseum?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been ad nause. You know, and I'm not talking about buying new Nas CD. I'm talking about ad Nas EM. All right.
I don't know. Maybe Nas and Nicki will put on a track now that they're dating.
Wait, how fucking old is he?
I don't know.
Dude, is she like our age or younger?
Probably.
I'll look that up. Nicki Minaj's age and Nas's age. I guess, you know, they're fucking adults. I don't know, dude, but that... I mean, Nas has got to be like fucking 45 or 47 or some shit. He's not young. Mm. He's just black, so he looks young. But he's not young. Yeah, man. Oh, man, they're going to put out some whack shit. Or maybe she'll spit some gully shit. I don't know.
Don't have faith in that. So back to this fucked up bullshit. At the time, the rape victim's family suggested that she have an abortion or give up the child for adoption. She did neither because she didn't want the baby to be a victim, too. Oh, and now you have to leave him alone with a rapist. Great. Great. Everybody in this case is a victim except the actual fucking, you know, like, they're re-victimizing people for the sake of it.
Man, yeah, really just are. To do it, really.
Like, yeah. She dropped out of school, went to live with relatives out of state, and worked jobs to try to support herself. The woman spoke briefly about her situation. The officials never explained anything to me. I was receiving about 200... Oh, see? This is that shit, right? When people are like, oh, you're on welfare and you get child support and you get all these benefits and you're a welfare queen. Listen to this. The officials never explained anything to me. I was receiving about $260 a month in food stamps for me and my son and health insurance. They were trying to get some of the money back and put the guy on child support. They put the rapist on child support and said that, you know what is better than giving a single mom food stamps? Making her leave him alone with a convicted, repeated rapist. That's better than food stamps, because we're saving money.
That's your species.
Yep.
That's where we're going with the ship. Yeah, man, Jesus Christ, should I make a hard turn?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to, because that's like... And yeah, I am still mad about the way they fucking covered this. Like, this is the first time in the nation. And he only allegedly raped her. He was convicted. Fucking stop it. Stop it.
All right. Brian Fisher.
Ha!
What? You act like that's a funny thing to say.
Brian Fisher. Let me recap. He was the 300 Spartans were hyper-masculine homosexual couples.
Hyper-masculine homosexuals, yes. That's a big problem.
And the Nazis, despite putting gay people in concentration camps, were actually predominantly gay themselves because gay people are more violent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hetero guys are not violent.
Hetero guys are not violent.
That's a gay thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you think the NFL wouldn't let women play? Okay?
Yeah.
Why do you think the military didn't want women in?
Yeah.
They were like, they're coming to our bathhouse. Like, that's, it was, it's, they're all gay, man.
They're all gay, man.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Jesus Christ. You don't know just, anything.
It's just weird to be hetero and think about dick that much. I'm just saying.
What the? See, you don't know. You don't know.
I think I do. Actually.
And Brian Fisher, he knows. He knows what the left wants. He knows what the left craves.
Electrolytes?
I'm out of here.
The left doesn't want this gun problem to go away.
Alright, the left doesn't want this gun problem to go away. Make sure that Brian Fisher decibels are up. His shit is usually a little low.
The left doesn't want this gun problem to go away. You know that? The left is not interested in solving the problem of gun violence. Why? Because that's what they use to beat up conservatives. They want gun violence. They need gun violence. So they can beat up conservatives, beat up the Republicans, beat up white people.
All right.
Blacks rule.
That's right. The left wants gun violence so they can beat up white people. That's the thing. We want you to have guns so we can come at you with our fists. This is the plan. Well thought out.
Very well thought out. Who was it? Fucking Alex Jones was saying that shit the other day.
Oh, like, what?
Antifa and ISIS are working together. Because he was saying the shooter, they won't tell you this in the media, but I've spoken to high-ranking officials on the case. And he converted to Islam 6 months ago and had all sorts of Antifa literature in his hotel room.
Ice Tifa.
Yeah, and he goes, and it doesn't seem like it makes sense because most of Antifa's white, but they're just like race traitors and they hate themselves.
So if we could just get Ice-T to dress up like he's in Antifa and say he's Ice-Tifa, I want that. I deserve that.
Do you?
I worked pretty hard.
Do you deserve it?
Yes. Yes. What did they say? Michael Wright said, they can't really believe that dumb shit, sir. Sir. We need to go back on some Brian Fisher. Or we need to do a Brian Fisher episode on that ass. We could do 2 hours of the fish man.
Oh, my God.
Over the issue of gun violence. So they don't want this problem solved. Remember, never let a good crisis go to waste for them. This is a crisis that they can use for politically correct purposes and to beat us about the head and shoulders. Even the NRA went silent. The NRA went dark last night. They didn't say a word in the wake of this shooting. You know, so you have the left. They adopt these public policies that make events like this virtually inevitable.
All right. The left has public policies that make events like this inevitable. The left and their bump stocks.
Their bumps. Well, that's actually, this guy was probably just protesting that socialist, communist, universal healthcare bullshit. Can't have that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And just on a side, bump stock sounds like a name for a really funky track.
Bump stock?
Yeah, like I would listen to bump stock.
It makes me think of cocaine.
No. No, that doesn't. No.
You have your bump stock.
Ew. I just don't like it. Whenever I think of cocaine, I'm like, what is that? Because I'm closed-minded and I don't like anything.
It's okay to not like cocaine. Like, that's okay. What the hell?
And then when they happen, because of conditions that they have created, the vacuums that they have created, when these things happen, then they use them for their own left-wing political purposes.
All right. They make it happen, then they use it to make it happen so that they can beat up white people.
I like the fact that he got so lost in the bullshit he had to like look down at his paper. Like, what the fuck am I saying right now?
I think Alex Jones does that a lot, man. I think
Jones. What's on Alex Jones' papers? All they see is info. How does that help?
I like when he does his version of headlines. He just looks at those InfoWars headlines. I could fucking do that shit. I'll go to InfoWars right now and do InfoWars headlines.
Oh, no.
InfoWars.com. Yeah, I took the smartphones off of the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So that the computer could use, you know, the bandwidth.
Yes.
With you telling me?
You spelled it wrong.
I put InsoWars. InsoFWars. I failed.
Well, that might be a better website. Which actually would be hilarious if a bunch of people just bought domain names and just changed like one letter and then just used it to troll.
Pat.
Right? Like instead of InfoWars, InsoWars.
Alright, so fucking Kathy Griffin makes bizarre comeback wearing Donald Trump mask. Mattis, Army must be ready for military options on North Korea. InfoWars headlines. Experts confident there were multiple shooters at Vegas massacre.
What experts?
Shoot Trump featured as answer on multiple choice high school quiz.
I hope that one is true.
It's not. All right, you know what? Yeah, let's Google go to one. It. Yeah, and then let's look at another source. That's like that one where it said what hospitals are sticking tracking devices.
They're mandatory tracking devices for patients
with Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's what it actually. Well, he just said mandatory for patients. What it actually was a sticker they put on your finger for Alzheimer's patients who wander so they could find you.
Fucking. All right, we got Bill Maher shovels new BS about the Second Amendment. Rare footage. Democrats praise Second Amendment. Charlie Daniels, disarming America globalists' fondest dream. Rampant Hollywood, hypocrisy, elite empire in flames. That's what he's saying about the fire? Isn't there natural fires going on in California?
Yes.
Yeah, like Becker Loco's dealing with that right now.
Oh, that's all that is actually true.
Jackson, Wyoming. Whoopsie-doo. Skippity-flippity-doo. So now we're looking over here in Jackson, Wyoming. Some parents in Jackson Hole. That's the name of a town?
That's horrible.
Or a neighborhood or school?
Jackson Hole. All right.
What the fuck?
Y'all need to work on your names, man.
The Jackson Hole.
Yes.
That's like a glory hole where you just pay $20? The Jackson Hole? All right. Some parents in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, are upset that a shooting at President Trump was offered as a possible answer on a multiple choice online English test. An online test. It wasn't a fucking worksheet. Which means that somebody could have hacked that shit. It was online. Right. It's not like the school probably had a whole bunch of fucking safety buffers in place. Teton County School District in Jackson Hole, officials apologized and say they take threats of any kind seriously. The quiz involved George Orwell's 1945 novel Animal Farm and asked why a character in the book orders that a gun be fired. Parent Jim McCollum says he was surprised when his son, a junior, came home and showed him a screenshot of the quiz.
Y'all little cheat motherfuckers got your smartphones on while you're taking online quizzes. Y'all little cheat-ass motherfuckers.
McCollum says the potential answer on the Trump was completely out of line. I wonder what he had to say about chairs hanging from nooses.
Huh?
He probably had one.
That was just a weekend hobby, man. That was just totally different.
And it was an old chair.
It was an old chair.
Yeah, what the hell was we gonna do with it? We weren't gonna do a dadgum or nothing with that there chair. Alright, now ex-gays. Alright. Are not getting first off, hey, yeah, conversion therapy, baby.
Right, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. What? It helps you convert to Christianity.
Yeah, okay.
There's Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com. You better go on that shit and buy some fucking books, nigga. Post it up in the joint. All right, so this person's name is Peter La Barbera. I hate all the names of everything. A La Barbera. Like, is that a service you can get at the Jackson Hole? I want a La Barbera. Yeah, man, you know how I am about that. Extra gravy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. What is happening in
Lava
this
Vera.
Oh.
I'll tell you what. All right, so, yeah, Lava Vera has problems with this entertainment industry. And, well, they're gonna tell you right good. All right. Dadgummit, listen here, computer. You will do what I tell you.
No, Skynet.
It's not real. You are weird, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just said it.
What? No, I didn't.
I see you bounce laughing in the screen.
What? No, you don't. Bella said Lombada.
Lombada.
People, Barbara with us here from AmericansForTruth.com. And
all right, from AmericansForTruth.com. I'm sure that they preach nothing but the truth there.
LifeSiteNews.com. At AmericansForTruth.com, you'll get information about their upcoming...
Ooh, those decibels are way too high. I hate how these SoundCloud embeds do that. Like, when you hit stop, they, like, show up another link. It's like, you want to do all kind of other stuff that has nothing to do with just playing this track?
Well, I heard they were deeply in debt.
SoundCloud is?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Well, looks like I gotta pull the wine cellar from SoundCloud. Looks like, oh, good thing we got our own website.
Yeah.
All right, so the
banquet that they're going to be having, and actually a teaching and training time that will be available.
This track, because that shit is way too high. What? Really? I have this shit, it's already low and it's high as fuck?
Peter, just before, what can we do on this? I just want to point out here as well the story that just came down today from LifeSiteNews.com. Star Trek series introducing the first same-sex couple coming up here on a program. This would be the latest series in the Star Trek franchise, Star Trek Discovery, an openly gay couple. And that's something that we've been hearing from the cries for Hollywood to show yet more homosexual characters.
Yeah, and the homosexual act.
These motherfuckers lean on the word homosexual. Like, they make it sound dirty and angry.
That's because they can't say the word they really want to say.
Oh, yeah, the F-bomb. Mm-hmm. Then that's only because they can't say it on air. They don't want that FCC hit.
Activists are never satisfied. They always want more and more.
The homosexual activists.
Yeah, and the homosexual activists are never satisfied. They always want more and more and more. We have yet to see an ex-gay, a former homosexual, prominently portrayed in Hollywood. I believe there was one film.
All right.
Okay.
All right, an ex-gay.
Let me first, before we even get to the ex-gay, can we talk about how there's really not that much gay representation?
Nah,
we have
a lot.
Like, we have like one channel and we have Will and Grace. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. And then, I mean, like, what is the representation that you see? Like, off the top of my head, I think Ellen DeGeneres?
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with that neoliberal.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
But then again, that shit is not really for me.
No.
I don't know. Like, Ellen DeGeneres is for white gay niggas.
Yeah. All the representation is basically for white gay niggas. And not, you
Don
know,
Lemon.
Like, you know, and that's also, you know, people of a certain income level, generally able-bodied.
Got abs.
Got abs.
Right? Like I was like, ooh, the local station exists. I'm going to check this out and see what they're doing. I was like, really? Are all gay niggas this cut? Like, I think someone's lying to me.
They're lying to you. But yeah, so like, we don't even have represent. They're like, you just keep wanting more and more and more. And it's like, what, there's like three channels that have, or three shows that have openly gay characters? Yeah, we're taking over. Woo! Our whole like 1%.
Very gay.
Very gay.
Yeah, it's like the Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. All the characters are gay on
all
there.
Of them are gay.
And that's a very popular program. Are they still making new episodes?
I have no fucking idea. I think they have like a new spinoff where it's like the geeky, super geeky, nerdy.
All of them? Are you talking about the one that's actually interesting and funny? Sheldon?
Yes. They're like, but it's like him as a kid.
What?
Yeah, it's like young Sheldon or child Sheldon or some shit. I don't know.
So it's not that particular actor?
No, it's the character being played in the younger years by someone else.
Yeah, because you know what I'd love to see? That actor in that character and Jaleel White in the Urkel character debating something. That would be the shit. And you know it's true. All right.
Ex-gays, you
Hollywood,
say.
I believe there was one film in a small independent film, Jim. So, you know, this is more activism, and I guess all we could do is not watch Star Trek. I wasn't going to watch it anyway, but certainly...
Well, you're quite the little boycotter.
No, I'm definitely not watching it. Not that I was going to watch it in the first place.
And with all the fucking choices, man, like, geez, like with all the choices, like, that's the challenge. It's like, what the fuck do I pick? I only have a few hours of free time here.
Oh. Well, that's a you problem. I don't like anything, so that is not a problem for me. It is very easy for me to narrow down my choices.
With this sort of propaganda, I think Americans are tired of it. They're tired of all the political correctness, and I think that's why Trump won in the first...
Just a reminder, political correctness is when you frame something or say something or use the language or vernacular to describe something in a way that is most that you know will resonate with your target audience. That's what political correctness is. Fucking we do it. Back when Bill O'Reilly had a job, he did it. Fucking everybody does it. Like we say sex worker. Mm-hmm. We say trans woman. And then I listen to Fox Giselle, and she says tranny, and Fox Giselle is a black trans woman, and that's the word she uses, mm-hmm. and her audience rocks with that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm not saying that. It doesn't even hit my ear right. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because I hear it associated with violence, right?
Right.
And, like, I don't... Yeah, I can't fuck
sure.
with it.
But. I would imagine, like, it's a reclamation thing, right? Like, nigger, you know? Some people can say it, some people can't.
Yeah, and they probably... Because, like, they're like... There is a geographical difference with people, because like they're like hardcore New York motherfuckers, you know, and it's like a lot of this shit you're hearing is these generic California liberals, you know, like I was checking out Cat Black, and then I saw Fox Giselle, and it's not even like I was like, yo, fuck Cat Black, but it's just like I want to see what Fox Giselle's saying. Because Fox Giselle's going to get gritty about whatever the topic is.
And in the comments, Jan is there and said, actually, the characters are from an all-male planet, kind of a different thing. So they didn't even, like...
What the...
Okay.
Everyone on that planet is male.
That's kind of funny. So they're making this big deal about they made gay characters, but they just come from an all-male planet. So they don't have an option of being homosexual.
They don't even know. Like, they probably see a woman, what the fuck is that thing? What is wrong with your pecs? Why do they like
them? What do you mean you have to sit down to pee?
And Fallon Matthew with FallonKitty.com said, even the white folks in Modern Family, a popular series, whom adopt a Vietnamese daughter. Oh, they were ex-gays?
Oh, probably not.
They were probably ex-gays.
No, they probably weren't ex-gays.
And Fallon said, oops, I'm thinking of another space show, the Orville.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, so on the Orville, they just say they got a planet with nothing but fellas on it.
Yeah, I think, what's his face from, Family Guy? What's his name? The guy who gets his series.
The Seth
yes,
something.
I think he's on that show.
Well, like himself as a... Is it a live action program?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It seems like a Star Trek parody based on previews. They're like making fun of it. So I don't know.
Yeah. I know nothing of the... Of the Starship Trekkers or whatever these programs are. Yeah, I know nothing. I am...
Starship Trekkers, Real Basketball Housewives...
With little jizzy drizzy and booby. Fucking booby. That's the, if anyone doesn't know, like Phoenix and I, we tried to watch a reality program and we just got stuck on the names of the characters. Fizzy and booby. And then what was our thing? We were like fucking that motherfucker, what was it? Mark Le Pen? Marie Le, the motherfucker that was in that said D Money Smoothie and Shifty.
LePage.
LePage.
The governor of Maine.
Yeah, Paul LePage, I think.
See, that speaks to our fucking nerdiness right there. When you're like, I don't know, it's some fucking reality show, and it was jizzy, I don't... Hey, who's that one governor from that other state who said that thing. Oh, I know that one. I know that guy. That's where we are.
Right? He probably got those names from a reality show. Now that you think of it. Like, D-Money, Smoothie, and Shifty are probably reality shows. Which shows that that's what his old racist ass, he likes watching reality shows. He's like, see, they fit all the stereotypes I'm thinking of all the time. He just sits there, no pants, no underpants either. Right? This guy's really rocking it. But he still has on his, button-up shirt, suit, jacket, and tie.
Yeah.
He feels that. And socks.
And the socks.
Yeah. One shoe.
One shoe.
He's a one shoe guy.
And the trouser socks, too. Like, the real fancy trouser socks.
Ah, fancy trouser. This is why we're not getting all the stories.
This is why we're not getting all the stories. We should maybe go back to the stories.
We talk about pantsless white men in trouser socks. What is our problem? It's not even... It's Monday. You can't start the week like this. This is no way to go into the week responsibly.
Man...
Jan said, Seth MacFarlane, they also had a baby that was female and debated its, being, changed into a boy. These guys are lucky they weren't, gonna watch that show either. All right, we were playing a clip.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
At one point in time.
All right, to do is
not watch Star Trek. I wasn't gonna watch it anyway, but certainly with this sort of propaganda, I think Americans are tired of it. They're tired of all the political correctness, and I think that's why Trump won in the first place.
Peter, just boils down, we hear these stories, we can wring our hands or say, you know, I need to take action in some regard. How can we take action on issues like this?
Well, absolutely, Jim. You know, you can throw up your hands and say, okay, I can't do anything about it. But remember, the other side never stops fighting. There is a battle between good and evil in this country. And I think, you know, you should follow VCY, follow Americans for Truth, get the updates at LifeSite News, but do something. For example, on the transgender issue, call your House, your congressman, and say you are closely watching what happens with the application of what President Trump said he would do on transgenders in the military. Well, I guess we're going to be talking, Jim, about the Equality Act. That's something, the homosexual activist, very, very dangerous federal legislation, the Equality Act.
Mm-hmm.
Call your representative and say you oppose this homosexual legislation, which would actually make it easier for homosexual activists and liberal attorneys to persecute people of faith for opposing this juggernaut, which calls itself gay.
A gay juggernaut.
The juggernaut that calls itself gay.
Is it like the juggernaut formerly known as homosexual?
What the heck, darn, does the word juggernaut mean?
It's just like a big, massive thing, right?
I've never looked it up. That's why I never use it. I never use that word. Let's define juggernaut. Because apparently, homosexual activism...
is a juggernaut.
Is quite juggy. Wait, I could have worded that better. All right. Jan Loco said, just sick of hearing about real people. And you know what, that's probably why I like to dip into my entertainment. Right, like right now, like I'm into this American Horror Story, which, and I think I've seen an advertisement for it here or there, maybe even a poster. But I think advertisement actually worked on me because I was watching the program with the Strigoi, the vampire program, and with the Jew.
The Jew.
Yeah, like that. And basically,
I'm mad they made me sound like such a fucking anti-Semite.
A Jew and a Nazi vampire fighting it out for like 60, 70 years.
Yeah. And then when he finally was, I was like, oh, the Jew killed the Nazi because he was sneaky. And I was like, oh,
but he was
my
sneaky.
God.
He was sneaky because the thing is, right, because the vampire, the Strigoi-style vampire, they have a huge, like, tongue thing that comes out with stingers and just drinks, like, all your blood in one setting.
Yeah.
And the Jewish guy, he took a ass load of blood thinners.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that does something to those vampires' blood, like, when they're... And it just fucking, like, melts their body down.
Yeah.
And so he drank all that shit, so he got all that blood thinner in his blood, the vampire did. So the Jewish dude took himself out to kill a Nazi.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And then I was just like, he killed the Jew killed him! And I was like, oh my god, that sounds really bad if anyone's walking by.
Yeah. Well, our neighbors. I don't give a shit what they think.
Fuck our neighbors. Yeah. Juggernaut. Massive force, movement, or campaign that crushes whatever is in its path.
Damn, the gay Gestapo ain't no joke.
Hyper-masculine homosexual.
They are hyper-masculine homosexuals.
Brian Fisher tried to tell you, man.
A Brian Fisher episode needs to happen. You know what? Leading into, I think, what? This is, after this
episode.
After this episode's done, I think it's going to be like 569. And then we'll do 570. And then, yeah, leading up to the 700 episode, the 700 Club, as we go to Pat Roberts and our shit, yeah, we should just do, like, fucking themed episodes where we just, like, go over old shit, just do, like all our greatest Becky Lives Matter, yeah. All the greatest Brian Fisher, all our greatest Alex Jones.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean, and there's 30 episodes worth. You know, and then Penny Loco has an idea for some real serious shit.
Oh, I just saw a bunch of likes go across the screen. Apparently people like that idea.
I think, and then there's Jess Loco. That leather coat, that thing is quite useful for the winter. And those coasters, they work well with keeping tables safe from cups. Jess Loco sent us stuff and things. Did she send you yarn? Was yarn in that package?
No.
It was a year ago.
A head wrap.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a year ago. Yeah, Penny Loco was thinking an episode of before about ways to support mental health for people with plenty of trauma and few resources.
That's a good topic.
And that's why it's going to end up being you and her. And I'm just going to be soundboarding and stuff, because I'm not smart. Alright? That's a fact-based fact.
Okay.
What, you're gonna fib? You're gonna lie? You're gonna make up something? Stick a needle in your eye?
No, I'm just gonna be gay and hang out with the gay Gestapo.
The gay Gestapo?
Yes.
Alright,
Flags and glitter for everyone.
What?
Yep.
Alright. Oh yeah, Ife Teo. We reblogged Ife Teo's post about myths about bisexuality to the Social Dissonance blog, and then put it on the Social Dissonance page on the Facebook. So go ahead, go there, share it around, read it yourself, check it out. That's the homie Loco posted up in the joint. Right? I know Fiends Cleater disagrees. And this is one that we don't have time to get to, but I can kind of highlight it. John School in Seattle, one of the guys that, it's anti-sex work, of course, and the Swerps put people there, and this guy that was in that John School, he wrote about it and submitted it to maggiemcneil.wordpress.com.
She's trash, by the way.
She is?
She is.
What's her deal?
Oh, she's just racist. Like, generic white people racist. Okay. Like, she's very on top of things as far as sex work goes, but she's also racist and she's a libertarian, so.
Okay, well, you gotta get your racism on. I'm so used to it, right? Because
She was the one, I think I showed you the article about, like, the I don't take black clients because black men are aggressive and violent. That was her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was her. I knew it because I remember you saying that person's a libertarian, which nothing good comes after that. So you say, I'm a libertarian, it's like, ah, fuck, all right, well, just say something terrible so we can move on.
Basically.
All right, but like, so he was critiquing the whole thing. Let's look for some sort of quote from it. I paid attention as closely as I could, because by the third week I realized that I wanted to write this. But it wasn't easy. When Calentine isn't quoting Melissa Farley's bogus statistics, Calentine is a white male that teaches the class.
Also, Melissa Farley is like a fake doctor who has horrible stats. I'll have to read something she wrote one time about sex workers.
Okay.
It was awful.
And so when he isn't quoting Melissa Farley's bogus statistics and infantilizing women by claiming they aren't psychologically able to make their own sexual decisions because of PTSD and trauma bonding, he's regaling his captive audience with a grade school baseball analogy for sex, talking about toxic masculinity and claiming that simply looking at a woman exists on the continuum of sexual violence that leads to rape and murder, with paying for sex at about the halfway point. He also alluded to BDSM, conflating it with domestic violence, and though he branded male-dominant relationships specimens of male privilege, he paradoxically also claimed it's men's responsibility to end sexist sexual interactions, including money for sex, even if a woman prefers them or demands them. Also, as an afterthought, he added that the cops need to go after madams and female escort service owners, as well as male pimps and clients. In a session mostly devoted to intimate partner violence, Calentine lists public shaming, outing, and debt as forms of violence. Presumably, the shaming, outing, and debt inflicted by police things don't count. It was all stultifying. That's a word? Fine. It was also stultifying. A number of attendees slept. Calentine either didn't notice or didn't care. I assume he gets the same amount of money per warm body from the King County, whether anyone actually listens to him or not. That's just one quote from that blog. Yeah.
Trash, trash, trash.
Oh, Maggie.
Oh, I mean Maggie, but also those fucking John schools, like, really? Because this is the thing, though, is they're framed around this, like, idea that sex workers are really damaged and can't make choices, and paying for sexual services is violent. But then the only alternative is to basically marry a woman and expect sex for free for the rest of your life. Like, it's very, very patriarchal, which irritates me because they're framing it as, like, save the whores. But really, all you're doing is putting women into an equally awkward position that's justified under, you know, Christian patriarchy. Like, it's not any safer. Not any better.
Yes, it is safer. It is better.
It's not.
The folks that are just listening to podcast audio won't really get the same effect as the folks looking at the Facebook Live. There's new shit that you can do. All right, Becky fashion matters. Becky style matters. Why won't you look at the screen, ma'am?
It's disgusting.
Now, this brilliant woman then gone ahead and took some extra eyelashes and used them as nostril ornaments. Alright? Kind of like a 360-degree nose hair she kind of wrapped around in there. Folks want to look, I'll play the video. It pretty cool looking. It got goddamn 5 million views. Look at that. Bam! That's the looks. Then now she's showing you how she kind of rolls them up there. Bing, bing. Puts them in there, right? Flares them out. What's that flare out thing called? Where you flare out your eyelashes. What's that tool called?
It looks like a mascara brush.
Alright, so you take a mascara. So you take fake eyelashes, put them in like a circle. Alright. Oh, Jan's gonna leave? Jan said, thanks, people's gotta go. You don't wanna know about eyelash nose ornaments.
Well, who wants to know about that, really?
And then Jess Loco said she actually was going to send yarn, but didn't have the room in the box. L-O-L. All right. Yeah, so she's kind of rolling it up there. You see? All right. She's like, going to put it in my eye? Fuck no, I ain't going to put that shit on my eye. Nigga, this shit's going in my nose. Bam!
Disgusting. Also, wouldn't that, like, itch or like tickle? I don't know.
That's what that was my thought. Cause I know what, like, hey, it's better than her fucking, you know, parking her truck somewhere and shooting a homeless man.
Right.
You know, I got no beef with this white woman. You know, but I'm like, isn't that gonna give you a mean case of the sneezies? And you're gonna get snot bubbles on your nose ring, kid. You'll blow your nose out, kid. She will. She's gonna blow her fucking nose out.
That's just fucking weird. I don't get it. I don't know what's happening.
You don't like it? You don't think that's an awesome style?
I don't think that's an awesome style.
You know what? It should be the new craze.
No.
Everybody should do it.
No.
Everybody shouldn't do it?
Nobody should do it.
Man, you are not rocking it hardcore.
What?
Indian farmers falling prey to pesticide. Oh. BISness.
I think we've covered this one before.
Oh, fuck, we have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah.
We covered it, but we didn't blanket it. Well, this is October 5th, 2017. These other language words. A person named Pravin Soyam, a 23-year-old individual, was in perfect health when he suddenly developed chest pain, followed by vomiting and nausea. Then he became completely disoriented, and he died a day later. Now, on September 27th, at a government hospital. Now, the doctors who attended to him suspected that Mr. Soyam was yet another victim of pesticide poisoning in Maharashtra. They believe he fell sick after inhaling a deadly cocktail of pesticides that had been sprayed on his family's cotton field 2 days earlier. Now, at least 50 farmers have died from the suspected pesticide poisoning in Maharashtra, since July, according to officials and media reports. As the death toll continues to rise, the BJP-led state government has ordered an inquiry. Most deaths, 19, were reported from the Yavatmal district, a major cotton-growing area that has often been in the news for farmers' suicides.
That was what we actually covered with the suicides.
Yeah. More than 800 farmers in the district were also admitted to hospitals during that time, officials said. Now, the farmers in Yavatmal, who mainly grow cotton, soybean, and lentils, that's pretty neat, they told the British broadcast that they use a highly potent mix of pesticides, both in powder and liquid form. They also cultivate a genetically modified variety of cotton, which is supposed to be resistant to bollworms, a pest that attacks cotton crops. But many farmers have said that the bollworms still attack their crops this year. Hey, you fucking assholes that say GMOs are saving everything. It just bought more pesticides to kill niggas. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, capitalism is a thing. Profit margins are a thing. GMOs aren't gonna save us as long as capitalism and profit margins are a thing.
But it has the word science attached to it.
It has the word science attached to it. Oh, I posted that one article about the way they were fucking with farmers in Africa on Reading in the Shade, and niggas got so mad. Do you remember that? Where they had the thing that you have to buy the GMO seeds. You're not allowed to use any other seeds, but you also can't hold them back after you harvest. You have to buy new seeds every year.
I bet these people who agree with that are also into freedom and liberty and think you should be able to do what you
want. They do.
Yeah. Freedom. To not be able to buy something else.
This is just a way to make GMO companies look bad. I'm like, no, they made themselves look bad when they said you have to use our stuff and you have to buy it every season even if you can't afford it. They made themselves look bad.
Everything every company does makes itself look bad because companies are bad. fucking damn. Yeah, man. So, that's some grimy shit going on that I had. What you got? Because my stories are wrong.
Your stories are wrong?
They is, B.
Oh, are we looking for something funny?
Oh, shit. That would be a fair deal. Yeah, kind of wrap it on up.
Okay. Oh, do you want to do the ice one? Oh, or wait, do you want to do the vegan blogger menstrual?
Oh, shit, that's the one.
That's
the one.
Okay.
Becky Lives Matter.
I also appreciate this website is the Sydney Morning Herald, right? Which sounds like very professional, but because it's Sydney Morning Herald, their website is smh.com.
Ooh.
That just amuses me. Like, yeah, I'm usually shaking my head too when I'm reading shit y'all post. Alright. Vegan bloggers say their diet can stop menstrual toxins and doctors aren't pleased. What?
You want me to do it?
I can't get past her name, dude.
Alright. Holy shit.
I can't get past her name.
Alright. So, Sydney Morning Herald, smh.com.au. Vegan bloggers say their diets can stop menstrual toxins, and doctors aren't pleased. Free... What? The fuck is her name? Freely the Banana Girl. What? There's no way. Alright. Freely the Banana Girl. What? Who the fuck Too much freedom. Freely the Banana Girl seemed so excited to tell her YouTube following she had lost her monthly period. It happened when I first came to a 100% raw vegan diet, the popular Australian health blogger said in a 2013 video, how I lost my period on a raw vegan diet. And it's, there's video?
There's video.
I'm gonna listen to this woman talk. Is it, you had this in the notes group?
Yes.
Oh shit, man. Life is about to get
also,
better.
I'm not gonna lie, in this picture, she actually like legit looks unhealthy. Like what? She's so skinny. Yeah. Yeah, like you can see her hip bones and shit. Unless that's just the angle, but that looks like hip bones sticking out to me, man.
Is it? You know what? I don't even know what the fuck a hip bone looks like. I am severely ignorant of a great many things. Like, you show me that, I'm just like, what? That's, how'd you get that muscle? Like, I don't fucking...
Oh, no.
Like, oh, man, what is that? That squats? You're doing squats, ain't you? You're squatting. You're a squatter.
Squatter, squatty potty.
That's what she does. Then it's something like she does like mountain climbs or something. And then you get them two muscles popping out the front of your thigh. Man, I have no idea. I am fucking igno, man. Shit is painful sometimes. Like, it just gets weird. I just shake my head at myself. I am SMH.com. Alright, well, that shit loads up because I'm going to see this here video. And if you're on the looking at the Facebook Live Arena, USB going to see it too. Fuck yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Wait, is she really wearing a superhero costume with bananas instead of guns on it?
Holy shit, she has bananas in holsters. And she has banana peels for a cape. This is fantastic. Go fruit yourself. Check out her best-selling book on, you know, on getting lean, fit, and sexy.
Her website is called rawfitbitch.com. That is not what that... Oh, my God.
Yo, is she wearing, like, a fucking... Is that like a watermelon outfit?
Yes.
On the book cover of the book? Yeah. She's wild.
Okay, but raw fit, bitch? Like, maybe raw fit means something else in Australia, but...
What? What? Find a prison wife and do jail. Did she just jump in front of the camera?
She did.
Holy shit. The white girl energy is powerful. This is all about the Facebook Live for, man. Podcast listeners, my bad.
Yeah. Hey, Free Bats, it's Freely the Banana.
Yo, nigga, she almost fell, nigga. You saw her slide.
Is she wearing boots? Is she wearing boots in the house? What is she doing?
Those are like fucking snow boots, nigga. She's in Australia.
Arms and shit. Hey, Free Bats, it's Freely the Banana.
Yo, you realize that, though, she's by two glass windows. You can't just be jumping and sliding like that, nigga.
Oh,
it could
yes.
be
yes, she can.
A horrible day, and I will not make fun of it. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you something.
Hey, Free Bats. It's Freely the Banana Girl here. Welcome to another episode. So today's topic is menstruation, monthlies, period, whatever you like to call it. So I think I have a lot of experience on this because I've had my period on a sad diet, on a raw vegan diet, on a vegan diet. And I also lost my period on a raw vegan diet. So when 100% raw food diet, raw vegan diet, that was back in 2007, January. Pain, discomfort, I'm not 100% sure why it came back, but it came back, and I went back onto 100% raw vegan, and it came back lightly.
It so came back because you were eating food.
Yeah, you don't know.
Fuck?
You don't
That's
know.
It was heavy from the high fat, and then it went light. And light as in about half a cup of a menstrual cup of blood each day for a couple of days, and then the third day was basically gone. So I was only having a period for like 3 days, and that's how it was for years and years and years. And it was great. I didn't know when it was coming because it was so, you know, painless when it was there. I hardly even knew I had it. It was fantastic. So rewind back to...
It's like she's doing that edit thing to make it, you know, so all the uninteresting shit you say is out, but she lacks charisma so hardcore that it's still boring as fuck.
I feel like it was like a disingenuous sales pitch to have like the banana costume and then like jump in front of the camera to do this.
Yeah, I wanted Big Becky. Like, this is not Big Becky. No, you're giving me Little Sarah. You're giving me Little Triceratops. All right? I'm not feeling this beat. This is not the Land Before Time.
You know why I lost my period in the first place? I think because I was coming from taking a contraceptive pill for 7 years. Every day for 7 years. So my hormonal levels were quite crazy. So what I feel is that my period, when I took out the meat, dairy, and junk food,
your hormones go crazy.
I'm telling you, man.
Vegans are bad at science.
So what is this, Hobex? Like, because this is some Hotep shit, but from a Becky perspective. Because she totally yachted it.
I don't know, like, Alabaster Hotep shit, man. I don't know.
Alabaster Hotep? Yeah. All right. This is fucking Ashley Amber Hotepping.
Ashley Amber Hotep.
Man, I want to go to her website.
It's a Snowtep.
Snowtep.
Nature. So that light flow, I mean, mega light, and not painful.
Why is there another video of her down in the corner just doing an like a prayer exercise squat?
I mean, I always thought when I was young, I'm like, why is this so painful? Why did God, you know, why did nature inflict this awful pain?
She is a bad speaker.
Yeah, she's really bad.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
I wanted to be surprised. I wanted that Becky Lives Matter energy.
You know, helps me to spread the message. Don't forget to go fruit or yourself, and I'll see you then. Bye.
And then she said, sorry, I forgot to talk about my current menstruation! Exclamation. It is excellent and painless when I keep the fat intake below 10% of daily calories. If I eat cooked food, it does increase the blood flow and discomfort. 100% high carb raw vegan for super light painless periods. Please check out my video on menstrual cups and my experience in the video link.
I hope her and Yada have beef someday.
Yada is gonna date her.
Yada already has 3 wives.
Yeah, but if he adds her, then it'll be intersectional. I like hearing myself say words. I never know what I'm going to say either. That's the fun. I'm surprised, God. Too. I also think it's weird.
Yeah, you are weird. You are definitely, definitely weird.
You know what? Okay. Just because that was so disappointing, we're going to...
Yes.
Yeah, when you disappoint the kids, you take them to McDonald's for a little pick-me-up.
Oh, okay. I really thought you were going to swing into ice. All right.
For a little pick-me-up, boy.
Then we're going to do the ice one tomorrow, because I want to do the ice one, because that's fucking funny as shit to me.
Good, good, good. Now, who wrote this? Why is this the first
one? Oh, the best thing, because I not only looked for the story, but I got it from Fox News, so it has a conservative slant to it.
Good, good, good. Okay. That's how I yawn.
That is actually how he yawns.
They're looking at it on Facebook Live, they know.
Yeah, but you didn't do that for Facebook Live. That's just how you yawn.
It is. Yeah, when the camera's off, I don't change. This was definitely not on the dollar menu. A night shift manager at a Bronx McDonald's was dishing up more than burgers and fries. He was busted for offering a side of cocaine in his Happy Meals. Authorities caught Frank Guerrero.
Guerrero.
Yeah, that's what I call him. And he's a 26-year-old individual. They caught him red-handed during a three-month undercover investigation dubbed Operation Off the Menu. Y'all can hear that dude. Who's that motherfucker that does the scariest police chase, hosts those shows? Like, because you know he always has a tacky line for after someone gets caught. And that's the last time he'll be doing the blob. Like, this one. Operation Off the Menu. Yeah. Okay. Now, according to the city's special narcotics prosecutor, Bridget G. Brennan, is all that information came from Bridget. Now, quote from Bridget G. Brennan, special prosecutor, the narcotics prosecutor. The conduct was so blatant, it would be comical if he weren't committing a serious narcotics crime. Ordering a Coke, it took on an entirely different meaning on the night shift at this McDonald's. End quote. Guerrero allegedly sold cops $10,900 worth of cocaine in 8 separate sales out of the franchise at 1600 Bruckner Boulevard in the Soundview section of the Bronx, and they only planted $3,000 worth of it on unsuspecting black kids in Brooklyn.
What's left
of Brooklyn.
8 times. Like, they didn't have enough to arrest him the first time. The second time?
Yeah, what's 10,000?
The third time?
Let's get 10,000 divided by 8. Yeah, let's go with
10,900.
Yeah, you know what? The 900 is significant. Yeah, that's damn near another 1,000. So, they were buying 1,362.50 worth in one setting.
Yeah.
Bust them on the first one. I mean, you know what? Whoa, listen to me. Yo, fuck the so-called war on drugs. But if you were serious and you weren't just grabbing extra for your fucking policeman's ball and for, you know, dumping some on some little necro kids in Harlem. All right. Now, although the eatery only... Eatery? This was covered by some white dweeb at Fox News. Although the eatery only took late-night orders through the drive-thru window, Guerrero allowed his customers to enter the main restaurant.
That's clearly the mark of a criminal. He allowed people inside.
And he's very dangerous with his $10,000. He wouldn't even have sold that much if it wasn't for you. He thought that it was his lucky month.
Right?
He was like, yo, this is the come up, son. Oh, man, Christmas is about to be good. Nope. In one sale to an undercover at the counter, he allegedly concealed cocaine in a cookie bag. Which he placed inside a larger McDonald's order of 2 cheeseburgers, a soda, and fries, authorities said. Other employees were milling about nearby. Wow, so they weren't working.
They were milling about.
Because they're McDonald's employees, they can't say they were working, can't say that they were scrubbing floors, busting their backs, doing that fucking blue-collar work. No, they were just milling about.
They were milling about, love.
Yeah, nah, they weren't doing prep for whatever for the next day and all that old shit, or doing inventory or anything. No, not a damn dish. There are no dishes at McDonald's. Nothing. No, McDonald's doesn't have mops.
Fixing the ice cream machine.
Damn, they got a lot of shit to do. Yo, fuck that. See, and that's the cold shit, right? Because it's like what? I've told you, like, I've actually calculated the numbers and been like, I did this many 100,000 of this product, like, before I took the little promotion.
Yeah.
Now I have the promotion. If I push those buttons right, I don't have to do shit but paperwork and take the garbage out. Because, like, it's like when the less you get paid, the fucking harder you gotta bust your shit, man. I get a small little raise, and suddenly I'm a professional button pusher with a toolbox.
Yes.
Alright, on another occasion, Guerrero allegedly took a break from flipping burgers to sell $6,250 worth of cocaine to an undercover inside the fast food chain's public bathroom. They're acting like this motherfucker's some sort of kingpin.
They are.
Yeah. He had allegedly stashed the drugs inside the restroom soap dispenser earlier that day. damn, I like this guy. Officials said the undercover then sat at the booth and ate McDonald's meal personally delivered by Guerrero.
Why are they obsessing over the food? It's weird. That's not the story. Personally delivered him 2 cheeseburgers and a Coke.
Yeah, the story is that this crafty business person was using what he had access to pull himself up by his bootstraps. That's the story.
Right, like, that's the whole thing. It's like, well, if you had only done something legal, you could have been great. No, because when he was legal, y'all thought he was only good enough to work at McDonald's for $9 an hour. Oof. This is what he's actually capable of. Hey.
Yeah, like, basically, yeah, like, this person is a problem solver. Give him opportunities to solve problems in other situations. Fucking, like, think about how good he'd be as, like, a carpenter.
Yeah.
Right? A fucking plumber. You know, like, this guy is, he's fucking good. He's a thinker.
Mm-hmm.
He's creative. I like this guy. all right, authorities executed a search warrant on his home in the Pelham section of the Bronx, where they allegedly seized 200 grams of cocaine. And that's, I mean, the fact that, like, because at the factory I work at, like, we measure shit in grams. Holy shit, 200 grams. 200 grams of cocaine and $5,300 in cash. Good. So he had the other shit stashed somewhere. So
either that or they took it all and that's just what they're claiming.
Fuck.
Because all this money he's making and he only has $5,000 in cash in his house.
Come to find out that he has a family member with some serious fucking medical bills. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Lidia Cabral Castillo and her 2-year-old child were inside the apartment at the time. Oh, damn. I thought that was about to be like a cop's name or something. So just put her name all out there. Guerrero, who had worked at McDonald's for 8 years, was arrested Wednesday at 5 a.m. while wrapping up his shift. Guerrero and Cabral Castillo are expected to be arraigned tonight in Manhattan Criminal Court on multiple counts of criminal possession of a controlled substance and unlawfully dealing with a child. The fuck?
They're gonna get charges because they had a kid in the house where there were drugs.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I have a kid in the house where I literally have Maker's Mark, Brandy, and Hennessy. Oh, but those are good drugs.
Those are good drugs.
Good, respectable drugs.
Very respectable drugs.
Alright, so on multiple accounts of criminal possession, lawfully dealing with a child, he also faces numerous counts of criminal sale of a controlled substance.
That nigga never gonna get out of prison?
No, is not. And the child is going to end up with an older person in the family, grandparent, old aunt, uncle, and then they're gonna get their Social Security cut.
Yep. Or their kid's just gonna end up in foster care.
Yep. That did not end funny.
I told you we should have done the ice one.
That's alright. It's 6 p.m.
It is.
Yeah.
Quitting time.
Yeah, wine cellar. We did our fucking job, buddy. Hell, we went on for damn near 90 minutes in this Father Mucker.
Oh, that's a long episode.
Yeah, that is a long time. Alright, that's like bonus material, nigga.
Right?
That's like bonus material. Alright, so you fuckers have a good one. Podcast audio cut smooth the fuck off.